Therefore, he did not state the reason until he saw the commandment being violated. So what is the reason? The head of every man is Christ. Is he then the head of the non-believer too? Certainly not. For if we are the body of Christ and individually members of it, and in this way he is our head, he cannot be the head of those who are not in the body and do not count among the members. So when he says, of every man, one must understand it of the believer. Do you see how he continually appeals to the listener's sense of shame by arguing from a higher level? Thus, whether he was speaking about love or humility or almsgiving, it was from these high principles that he drew his examples.